This is Brain Damage.
Oh no, my brains.
Yes, you're back here on Brain Damage on Radio Adelaide's 101.5 FM. So, you know, if you're experiencing some mind-numbing japery, hey, you're in the right place. And I think it's time we introduce the one and only Mr. Nick Godfrey.
Hi, Matt. I'm here in the radio station.
Finally.
Hi, David.
Yeah. Hi, Nick. Actually, you've been here the whole time. We've actually been treating you kind of harshly. But, you know, it's just okay. We can bury the hatchet now in someone's back and we can move on.
You knew I was here.
Well, I knew, yeah.
That's kind of an alarming development. Dynamics of power are shifting here rapidly.
Well, with that awkwardness, I think it's about time we played What's in Your Basement. However, due to last week's misunderstanding about which one of us here actually have basements in our homes, we have slightly retooled this segment, and as you could tell from our lovely segment theme, or sounder, if you will, comprised of lyrics from two separate songs by the B-52s. The segment, What's in Your Basement, now also includes things that may be in your attic as well, because none of us actually had basements in our houses. So, let us start with you, Mr. Nick Godfrey.
Now I'm acknowledged.
Well, you're part of the show. Right.
When it suits your segment that you devised, I am happy to be acknowledged on the air.
All right, as long as you're happy with that.
I was actually talking from your perspective there, but I kind of mixed up who was the, you know, protagonist in that sentence.
All right, Nick Godfrey.
Hello.
What is in your basement or attic that is worthy of being hauled here to the radio station to be talked about on air?
Valid question, David. And I do actually have quite a funny answer for that.
Oh, good.
Because I did some investigating this week because I wanted to try and find out. Obviously, last week I didn't have a basement.
It was very embarrassing for all of us.
It was a bit silly. So
especially
I thought,
you.
Well, I'll make myself, you know, clean this week in a, you know, metaphorical sense, obviously. Not literal, because I wouldn't do that kind of thing.
You are a filthy, filthy vegetarian, though.
That two different facts which combined only increase the filth on my body. That is true. I'm like a leper on the air. But that's not what I'm talking about. The point of the story, I'll get straight to the end. I don't actually have an attic in my house.
Oh. Well, that's okay. That's okay. Because I suspected this might happen. Because Maddie B here.
Yo.
Is here.
I am.
I'll just let you know now, if you don't have anything in your attic, that's okay, because I can guarantee you that I do have something in my attic. So, Maddie B, what is in your basement or attic?
Well, it's a great question, and I have a fantastic answer for you, which I think you'll appreciate. Okay, so I'm perusing through my attic.
As one does.
I have an attic.
Oh, you have an attic.
So
oh,
here
good.
We go. So, I'm perusing through my attic.
Finally, the segment can exist properly.
Well, sort of. The problem is, I could only find insulation and a couple of used copies of jugs. And I thought, well, I'm not going to bring in insulation because that's just stupid. And the used copies of jugs, as well as being filthy, were kind of inappropriate. So I thought I'd leave them in my personal stash. And that's that. But, you know, that's okay, because what have you got in your attic, David?
Nothing, really. I don't have anything.
Now, hang on a second there, David. About a minute and a half ago, you proclaimed quite proudly and excitedly that you had something in your attic that you were going to bring in and tell us about on the air. What's going on, David?
No. I don't recall it.
David, what's that under your shirt sticking up out of your collar? Is that insulation? And is that, like, a used copy of Jugs magazine in your sock?
Yeah.